The former U.S. ambassador to Mexico visited San Bernardino yesterday for a talk on the future of NAFTA and the importance of the U.S.-Mexico relationship. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more with Earl Anthony Wayne.
Earl Anthony Wayne is a career diplomat who served as ambassador to Argentina under President Bush and ambassador to Mexico under President Obama. Since retiring from the State Department, Ambassador Wayne has been involved in a number of advising roles at institutions like the Woodrow Wilson Center and the Atlantic Council. Wayne visited the Inland Empire to give a talk to the World Affairs Council of Inland Southern California, which describes itself as the premier forum in the Inland Empire for the discussion of national and international subjects. Wayne's talk was called Why NAFTA and U.S.-Mexico Relations Are Important to You.
This relationship that we have with Mexico is, in many ways, the most important relationship the United States has.
Wayne spoke with us in the courtyard of a hotel in Ontario. He says that the United States' relationship with Mexico is important not just on a macro international level. It also affects the daily lives of people in both countries every day.
It touches the daily lives of more U.S. citizens than any other relationship in the world. And it's a combination of heritage, of trade, of cultural connections, of the networks that have been built, especially in the economy over the past 25 years. So we have a lot at stake.
One particularly important aspect of that relationship is the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. NAFTA is an agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada that forms a trade bloc between the three countries. The Trump administration has threatened to withdraw from the deal if it can't get concessions from the other two countries. Wayne says doing so would cost the United States a lot of money and jobs.
People don't realize at times how much of what they make or do depends on trading with Mexico. They're the second largest buyer of American goods in the world. Canada's the first largest, so our two neighbors buy more from us than anybody else.
Instead of withdrawing from NAFTA altogether, Wayne argues for updating and improving the agreement. He says there's been a lot of technological and social change since it was initially passed under President Clinton. He also says American citizens should be involved in the negotiation process, since the outcome will affect their daily lives.
They need to pay closer attention, it seems to be, and they need to let their representatives know that this is an important relationship, and we believe it should be preserved and improved, but not discarded.
Another important area of U.S.-Mexico relations that Wayne would like to see reformed is immigration. He cites polls showing that most Americans agree immigration is a good thing for the country, but he says that's not reflected in our political discourse.
What we haven't done is been able to get our legislators and our administrative branch to get a consensus on a modern immigration reform. And that's what we really need. There are a lot of passions. We have to get by those passions. And we just have to look at the facts and the figures and what would be good for America. What do we need?
Wayne has a couple of ideas for reforming immigration. He says one way is expanding guest worker programs, so people who want to work in the United States but still be able to go freely back and forth to Mexico can do so.
Canada, for example, has that kind of an arrangement with Mexico, and it seems to work very well. People seem to respect it, and they come back year after year. My impression from when I was ambassador in Mexico was that a lot of the Mexicans in the United States would love to be able to go back and forth and live a good part of the year in Mexico.
We asked Wayne what he thought about the controversy surrounding immigrant children being separated from their parents at the border. He wouldn't comment specifically on that, but he did say that being criticized for alleged human rights violations makes it harder for U.S. ambassadors to promote human rights abroad.
Let me say that over the years, one of the most challenging things I had to do as a diplomat was to go in and tell people they weren't respecting the human rights of their own citizens, especially if they could point back to the United States and say, well, what about this example of what you're doing and this example? So I think in general, what I would say is it makes it harder for us to stand up for human rights if we are being widely criticized in the world for not respecting the rights of others.
You can learn more about Ambassador Wayne at wilsoncenter.org, and you can learn more about the Inland World Affairs Council at wacinlandsocal.org. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.